Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Betty Otten. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning.
And you know, usually, I think almost always when we visit with Betty, we're going to talk about Lewis. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
One of the very important people in Lewis, along with lots of other volunteers that make things happen in Lewis. And you have something happening on the 25th.
The 25th of June is our Lewis celebration.
How many years have been going on?
Oh, my.
A long time.
A long time.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good enough, Betty. Long time. And so I see, according to the schedule here, that you're starting early in the morning, 7:30, and you got stuff going on clear past 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
That's good.
We start off with our 3K race and run the whole day with activities for the kids. Pony rides for $1. We have a kiddie parade. All of the kids are invited to join in. And we do our parade lineup at 10 a.m., and our parade is at 11. And we're inviting anybody that wants to be in the parade, if you've got a car or whatever. If you've got a big family and you want to parade them down our street, we would be delighted to
okay.
have
them. Put on your family T-shirts. A lot of families now have those T-shirts all alike and kind of promote. So walking entries are fine and driving ones. And I don't know, do you ever have a horse or two?
Well, I don't know if we're going to have any horses this year or not.
How about geese?
Oh, no, we're not going to have the goose man this year.
As you look back, I just think some of those memories you have of parades, and this year you'll just make some new memories.
Yes.
So the kids, though, that parade starts a little earlier than the main parade, correct?
The kids' parade is at 10:45, and they're only going to go for one block.
Okay.
And that's the main block between the city hall and the fire station.
Okay.
And they'll line up in front of the Lewis place.
Okay. But other people better be lining up before that to get in the parade. And where do they line up?
10 o'clock up at the elementary school.
Okay. So that's a good thing for you can participate in the parade, or if you don't want to do that, come and watch the parade.
Oh, yes. We'd love to have a lot of people there on Main Street watching the parade.
So that means maybe they should bring their folding chairs with them?
Yeah, we will have some picnic tables set out in some of the parking area. But, yeah, to be comfortable, you could bring your chair and sit on the south side of Main Street. I think it'll be a little shadier over there.
Okay.
But just bring your... and. There'll be water and drinks provided by the Lewis Life Preservers. They'll be selling that. So just bring your chairs and come and enjoy.
Yeah, it's summertime, and summertime is the time for parades, for town celebrations. And so it's warm. We better just get used to being summertime. I mean,
yes. This
is it. And by the 25th, it is officially summer. We've been thinking it has been summer, but it's officially summer before the 25th. So, okay, you mentioned, we talked about 7:30. Tell us a little more about that 3K race.
Okay, you sign up at 7:30, and the 3K race starts at 8 o'clock. And they line up at the Freedom Rock.
Oh,
and
good.
They'll run the county road out of town and through the cemetery and back.
An interesting run.
Yes.
You know, a lot of runs we see are just along a street somewhere. Man, you have things for people to look at while they're running. When you run through the cemetery, and you have a very interesting cemetery there. A fun kind of run there, Betty.
Wonderful.
And beginning at the Freedom Rock. I am so impressed with your Freedom Rock and the surrounding area. So I'm hoping if people haven't been there, this would be a good day to come and check out the Freedom Rock.
Yes, yeah. And it's still... just as beautiful today as it was last year when we unveiled it.
Mm-hmm. And a nice area there. Again, shady place, lots of shade there, you know, if you wanted to sit and relax there a little bit. Well, lots of shade there, too.
Yes.
Okay, now, parade, but then we always have to talk about food, and I think you have food several times during the day.
Yes, we do. The firemen, once again, will be putting on the lunch, and the library will have a bake sale inside the fire department. And the firemen always serve up hot dogs and hamburgers and chips, and it's a free will donation. All of our dinners that we do are free will donation, so you can bring the family and enjoy a hot dog and a hamburger and put in what you can afford. The supper at 5 o'clock is also a free will donation.
And lots of yummy things there, but my eye was caught by homemade ice cream?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Vicki and Doug Travis, once again this year, has donated homemade ice cream to go along with the cake that we're having.
Okay. Is the cake a special cake or just,
no,
it's dessert?
No, it's just cake that I bake and wow. and cut and...
That probably
several
makes
different
it.
Kinds.
Okay. That makes it special, Betty. You made it. It's not something you bought somewhere. It's Betty made. And, of course, smoked meat dinner, but along with that, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans. I mean, what more could you want for a nice dinner? So
yeah.
Great fun there. And where is that held? Is that also at the fire station?
No, that's at the community center.
Okay.
And it'll be air-conditioned.
Oh.
So for that evening meal, you can come in and sit down where it's cool. And then at 6:30, we're having a very special treat this year. We're having a comedian, Lee Cole, and he will be right there on Main Street. And he's quite funny. Dwayne Weirich had him one year, and the whole town just thoroughly enjoyed him.
Okay, great. Great recommendation when you've heard him and now he's coming back. So that's great.
Yes.
Let's jump back up to that. We talked about the meal at noon, but you've got other stuff going on around that and all afternoon.
Yes. At 1 o'clock is a horseshoe tournament and the kids tractor pull. And then at 1:30, there'll be an aviation show that will be two blocks east of the city park on Main Street, and there's going to be a gentleman that brings his model airplanes, and he'll be flying them and giving some exhibitions with that. We're going to have the cakewalk in the community center again this year, and the kids' water fights are at 2 o'clock, and there's no admission or no charge for the kids to be in those water fights. They just do it for the fun of it. And at 3 o'clock, Brenda will be doing a penny scramble and a race and water balloon toss and the old favorite, the watermelon seed spitting contest.
You have such fun things planned here. And I know you have cotton candy, you have face painting, you mentioned the pony ride. So you have all kinds of things going on all day long. But then these things that you've mentioned that are scheduled at specific times. And then we need to mention the end of the evening.
Yes, okay. That's 10 o'clock, and that's up at the school. And that's our fireworks that we have every year. And it starts right at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, they put the first firework into the sky. And hopefully this year, it will be just as nice as it's been in the past.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. So, Betty, who puts all this together? This is a lot of planning, a lot of people. To get all this going, you have lots of help to do that.
Well, let me just run down the list, because actually there aren't a lot on the committee. We have Dwayne Weirich, Ryan Archibald, Deb Baker, Tom and Melissa Otten, Molly Thompson, me. So it's not a lot of us, but we all put forth a lot of effort in this.
You bet. And lots of other people coming to do the entertainment and so on. So I think it's just one of those small town kinds of events that it's really, really special, Betty. So we want to thank you very much, Betty Otten, for giving us the rundown and inviting folks to the Lewis celebration on June 25th.
Do I have time to say one other thing here?
Quickly.
Okay. Lewis celebration, we're having a Yeti raffle for a Yeti cooler that was donated by Plastics Professionals. Ah. We want to thank them very much. And accessories to go with it that was donated by Capel's Ace Hardware. The tickets are $1 apiece or $5 for six. And look for the flyers, because the flyers will be going up in Casey's and all over.
Okay.
So look for the Yeti flyer.
All right, great. Well, we want to thank you very much, Betty Otten. And until next time, let's celebrate America by celebrating small towns, including Lewis.